This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Power on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome. This is Racer Radio FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. San Diego Carburetor Fuel Injection sponsor this segment, 6622 University Avenue. Yep, he's open, he's sanitized, and he can get you more horsepower and more fuel mileage than you can imagine. SDCarb.com. Black Forest Motorsports, Porsche, BMW, Mini Cooper, 40 years experience. Go to blackforestautomotive.com to get your hot rod running strong. Now I know why Brandon said what he said, because I forgot to take Frockstar off the paperwork.
He was thinking
Joe was going to call in, but our guest today is
Julie Brown, our champ's mother. I figured on Mother's
Day,
we should hear the perspective from a mother, because it cannot be easy to watch your son or daughter.
No.
I mean, I'm beside myself when I have to watch. Yeah. I'd much rather be behind the wheel, bashing with the bumpers.
And you don't even have any kids.
I know. Exactly. And so when I have to watch my Barona boys, like, I'm beside myself.
Yeah.
I'm on at the top of the stands, throwing my arms up, jumping up and down, hide my eyes when it's getting ugly. Mothers out there, happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you do it.
Julie, how are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. Thanks for having me.
So are you being spoiled rotten today?
She deserves it.
We're a little quarantined, so I'm not sure. I am going to see my children this afternoon. We're going to spend dinner together.
Yeah.
But
there you go. Yeah. Who cares? Yeah. I don't blame you. You know, that's crazy.
They've been swapping cooties for a lifetime.
Yeah, for a lifetime.
Yeah, we've been seeing them off and on. So that's all who we're focusing on is just our kids. So, and they live together, so that works out really well.
See, perfect. So how long have you been a racing mom?
Well, my son started racing at 8 years old, and he's 24.
Ooh.
So 16 years.
So do you feel any different today as you did when the first time he took the track?
I would say yes. I think it's a little more scary today than it was back then.
It hasn't gotten easier.
So, can you explain that?
Well, because when he did mini dwarfs, you know, they're on a little track with a motor, and you know, they're just putting, you know, going 5 or 10 miles an hour. Like, I don't know how fast they're going, but it just seemed okay. I can deal with this. I can live with this. Now they're going 100 miles an hour. You know, he's still my little boy, even though he's grown up.
Yeah.
And it's scary. I've seen crashes. I've seen accidents. I've seen him in an accident. To me, it's more scary today than it was 16 years ago.
You know, I didn't even think of it that way. You know, you start off putting around, you know, and then all of a sudden he's hanging on for dear life.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he moved up to the adult class, the sportsman dwarfs, when he was 13.
I was wondering about that transition, how that is for mothers, watching them go from a junior driver to now you're up against grown men.
Yeah.
And women.
Yeah.
And yeah, women. Well, yeah, that was a little scary. That was probably as scary as well. But I felt good because I love the fact that Barona at the time had a sportsman class.
Yeah.
I really think it's really important for young kids who want to get into dwarf car racing that they need to have that middle, that there's got to be something in between going from mini dwarfs to pro class with, you know, drivers.
Right.
I feel your pain. I was there 5 years ago. I'm like, how come there's not a sportsman?
Yeah.
You know, I'm just figuring this out. And there's arguments for both sides, but if my 13-year-old son was out there,
Julie, let's see let's see if you agree with me, because when I meet a family and they've got kids, you know, I tell them, look, you need to get your kid in some form of racing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what it is, you got to get him in racing. Dirt racing to me is more fun, and they can have a blast. But the great thing it is, you've got that carrot hanging out there, mm-hmm. that if their grades aren't good, their rooms aren't clean, and they don't act like little gentlemen or little ladies, you just take the race car away. Have you found that to be a benefit?
Yes, we were very good at doing that.
Like, yes,
it was a privilege, and my son had to earn good grades and be a good sportsman. Oh. And yeah, those were all important things, or he didn't get to race.
So, nice sportsmanship.
It definitely was a good carrot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, and people don't realize it. The first thing they think of is, oh, I don't want my baby to be out there. He or she's going to get hurt. With the safety equipment that's required today, that's really few and far between. Yeah, you're going to get upside down on occasion, and you might get hit from the sides. But, you know, they're kids, and they're, you know, they're in really better shape than I am. I mean, if I get hit in a race car, I'm going to be crippled for a couple of days or weeks or months.
Yeah, but there's definitely safety equipment. But you think about any sports. My son played lots of sports, not just racing. So he got hurt in other sports. He got hurt in soccer and broke his collarbone.
Oh.
Like a severe break.
Oh.
So you could get hurt in other sports. This sport actually has more protection than some of the other
sports.
Very good
point.
Yeah. So I understand he's a pretty good driver on top of it.
Yeah, not bad, huh? I like to say it's because he has a little bit of me in him and a lot of his dad.
Ah, I like that.
So, Dave, you don't know this about Julie. She has had to watch her son, her husband, and her son-in-law all race each other all at the same time. Like, I wouldn't breathe from the green flag to the checkered flag. I don't know how you guys
crazy.
Do it.
So does that make dinners difficult on occasion?
No, but it makes it difficult because it's like we always sit girls on one end and guys on the other because they talk racing.
No!
Okay. Well, because my point was if one beats the other or, you know, one maybe cuts off another one. So, but they're all pretty good sports.
They're not allowed to do that.
They're not allowed to do that.
They're clean racers. I've had to race all of them as
really?
Well. But I would imagine maybe if one gets first, second, and then third, respectively, maybe you get the biggest piece of steak versus.
Oh, yeah.
No, nothing like that. They're all pretty good sports about it.
And they're all probably good eaters, too, huh?
Yeah, not a problem.
So, have you ever gotten behind the wheel?
No.
What do you mean no?
That was short no.
Yeah, I mean, you're supposed to have this little bitty you and your kids, and you say no. Have you ever wanted to?
No. No, I will tell you that when I first met my husband and he used to race before we met, I was like thankful he didn't race anymore. I wanted nothing to do with it.
Oh.
Nothing to do with it.
Really?
And when we finally got a family and kids and he finally said, hey, I want to do this dwarf car racing, I was like, how am I going to do this? Like,
so how do
really
you do it? Like advice to another mother.
I just made a decision at that point. Like if you were going to do this, then we were going to do it as a family.
Oh.
Like, I was not going to be the race widow. I was not going to be at home every other weekend with the kids.
Right.
Going, what the heck? This isn't fair. You know?
Right.
And so I said, if we're going to do this, then we're going to do this as a family. And I made him buy me a motorhome. And I made so I had a little creature comfort.
Sweet.
She's not the only wife I've heard do this.
Right? And then especially back then, because the kids weren't allowed in the pit.
Oh.
So when we first started racing, Darren was 2 and my daughter was 4. And they weren't even allowed outside of the motorhome.
Yeah.
So we had to have something like that. Otherwise, there were a couple tracks that made us, like, my husband had to, like, drop us off outside the pit. He had to drive in with the motorhome. And then he had to, like, drop off the trailer in the car and then drive the motorhome back out. It was a real challenge. So I just made a conscious decision that if we're going to do this, we're going to do it as a family. Otherwise, we don't do
That's
it at all.
That's great.
Yes.
And that was a great decision as a family.
So does your daughter race as well?
No.
Surprise.
See, when my husband brought home the mini dwarf, so Darren was 8, Lauren was 10. She said, I'm going to drive too. And we're like, okay, you can both use it. We'll trade off every other week. We'll each. And so, you know, Lauren got into it. And, you know, mini dwarf is really small. And the latch to get in is up above.
Right.
And as soon as my husband closed the cover, she freaked.
Yeah.
Like claustrophobia freak. And so that was it for her. But I think she also drove the dwarf car once as an adult, like in practice or something.
Uh-huh.
She's done it a couple of times.
Yeah.
But no, she's She's yeah. Never. Maybe she gets that piece from me. I'm not sure.
Well, that I was just going to say, she probably will say no as quick as you just did.
No, I don't know. I think she had more desire to do it than I've ever had to do it.
But she's out at the track all the time. Like, she makes a good time of it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If anybody takes anything away from this interview, is it's a family sport.
Yes,
it is.
And it just makes the family stronger. I mean, it's a motivation for the kids. And you get to see your kids at the racetrack more than you do when you're home. Because when you're home, they're gone, right?
They're gone with friends. Yeah, yeah. We spent a lot of weekends at the racetrack as a family. It was kind of like camping.
Yeah.
And we did a lot of that. And then we met other families eventually. And sure. That's how my daughter met her husband, mm-hmm. was at the racetrack.
Yeah.
So they were in high school. And it just kind of went from there. But it's definitely a family sport. And I would say if you're going to do this, you need to do it as a family.
All right. So, hey, when we get out of this pandemic thing, I want to get you and the whole family bring the race cars down to KUSI. I would love mm-hmm. to promote you and your sponsors that help you guys, you know, get to the track.
That'd be great. We'd love to.
All right.
Well, we watch KUSI all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Don't you love my matching mask and shirts?
I do.
All right. Well,
it's been great.
Brittany's got all my contact info. You know, have I had you on TV before?
No, not me or my husband. I don't think any of us.
All right. Well, definitely going to get you guys on because sponsors love that. You want to mm-hmm. go ahead and rattle off. Who are your sponsors? You know, right off the top of your head?
Great. I'm going to mess this one up. But my first one is my company. It's SDI Staffing. And then I know Maxima Oil, and I know GB Industries, and I know that those
Do
are.
Do you have a B&B sticker on there?
We have a B&B chassis, yes, sorry.
Since her, she's brown.
Yeah, duh.
One of the B.
All right, I'm going to have Brittany send you a Racer Radio sticker that you can put on the race
I'll
car as well.
I'll sneak it on Darren's car.
No, that'd be awesome.
All right.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Well, happy Mother's
yeah,
Day.
Happy
you
Mother's
sound like
Day.
A number one mother, I tell you. You're
she's
the
awesome.
Best.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Cool. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, somebody's on the line from Verona. We don't know who. Dirt Dudes on the line right here on FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. All right, folks, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. I like that song. That's what caught me off guard. Hey, this segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. Go to ElCajonFord.com. Buy new, buy used, get your car serviced. They're rocking it. And this is Verona Circle Track. Segment, and just go to BoronaSpeedway.com. Stay on top of their website so you'll know what's going on.
Yeah.
Or just keep listening to Brittany when you hear the blood-curdling scream.
Yay!
You'll know we're back. But right now, the voice of Verona Speedway, Dirt Dude. How you doing, Budsky?
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
We're doing great. How are you doing? What are you up to?
Just doing my normal Sunday stuff around the house, getting ready for waiting for our season to start. So got to start off wishing everybody a happy Mother's Day, all the mothers out there. And I think I have maybe an interesting story about Darren Brown and his mom.
Sure.
I think one time he'd gotten in the winner's circle and he had one of his main event wins. And he was happy that his mother wasn't there.
What?
Because he didn't want her to know how he got all the way to the front and the way that he drove there. My mom doesn't want to come see my races,
yeah.
So I'm thankful she's not here for it, but I dedicate every race that I win to her.
Oh.
Isn't that sweet? Well, she is an absolute, just a doll. It was great having her on. I'm sure, I don't know, were you listening?
Yeah, I'm in my garage working and got the radio going.
All right. Well, did you hear that answer when we asked her, well, you ever want to get in the race? No. I mean, she almost tore our heads off.
You have to think.
From afar. That was amazing. So what are you on, the third?
Not everyone's a big fan of racing, but they're a big fan of being part of the family.
Right.
Yeah.
So are you on the third drawer?
No. I'm doing screen replacement today, doing some old window screen replacement.
Oh. That's good.
It's that time of year. You got to have the windows open. You got to keep the bugs out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I just showed Brandon this really cool salt machine, salt gun.
Yes, I have one of those.
Do you really? Yes. Are you any good?
Well, Steve has one of them. He loves shooting
the flies.
And then I have to go around and vacuum.
Oh, all the flies and the salt?
The salt gets everywhere. What, isn't that what it's called? Like a salt or something?
Yeah, something right there.
Yeah.
Are they legal assault fly weapons?
They are legal.
These days they're not, but no, they're legal. He gave them to all his friends and family for Christmas a couple of years ago.
Did he really?
You'd like it, Dirt Dude.
Yeah, I think he would. I mean, can you imagine just sitting back, just having a beer, shooting flies?
Away.
Well, there was one of those that was trending on Facebook the other day, and it showed one of those in a box of salt. And then it's like the alternative, because those new killer wasps that are coming.
Oh, yeah.
The other one was just a 12-gauge shotgun. Like, we're just going to take them out.
I know. Oh, yeah. That's funny. So any news on the track as far as practice or anything?
Well, there's good news from tracks around us, because Paris just had practice last night.
Oh.
Yeah, but I don't think they
last night.
Yeah, but they didn't. They wouldn't allow spectators. I think the drivers
but
could go.
And,
yeah. Oh, no. I'm right there with you. I mean, I probably could have went if I pushed it hard enough. But that's great. Did you watch the Chili Bowl iRacing last night?
Nope. I was watching.
There's another one. Nope. There's another one. Nope.
iRacing is fun, and it's like a little niche kind of thing, like every once in a while, but
the tone of his
I'm not going
right
to sit
now.
Down and be like glued to the TV on iRacing.
With popcorn and a beer? No, not hardly, huh?
How he said that said a lot.
I know.
It's fun.
Yeah, I know. He's trying to be nice. He's trying to be polite, but
something interesting I ran into, I was on a job site, and I ran across one of my buddies, Chris Lapp. He used to run one of the ponies.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But he's picked up a street stock, and he's now in with the boys, Dave Capella, Jake Triska,
he's gonna
Mike
learn a lot
Pridgen.
About that.
Those guys are all going to be running together, and they're talking about doing some practice, and they can't wait to get to the track and start running. So our street stock division, along with, the used to be the 81 of Greg Mann, has now got the
Actually, I hate that.
I know, right?
Paul Dyke from Ocahon Ford will be now piloting that as his new ride for the season.
Yeah. Yeah, and Paul, have you seen the car? Have you seen he's doing a retro off-road Ford truck with the, was it red, white, and blue colors, I think, or blue and white?
There's blue.
I've seen some pictures of that. It's going to be cool. And to know that where that car came from and he picked it up, I know it probably didn't take much to get it there, but I'm sure he probably did a lot of work to it. It's probably going to be a great group.
Oh, yeah. Well, Paul. I mean, that guy. Well, everybody. That's why I was telling Brittany off air. Once we're allowed to go back, I mean, I think the track is going to have more attendance and more cars than it's ever had. All this did was cause people to realize how bad they missed it. The person that says, well, I'll go to the race next week, or I'll go to the race. No. No, we got to go now because you never know when this thing can close down again.
Oh.
I'm hoping that, now that a lot of drivers have moved up, and I know, Alyssa Smith from up in the North area, she's got a modified now, and they can travel anywhere. So she hopefully will be hitting some of the other tracks. And I've heard some people talking about getting the B-Mod, which is like the start of mod division. It's a lower class mod start roller chassis kind of thing. And then so you're not fully into it like a full modified, but then I heard a lot of people picking those up, plus we have that Hornet class that we're going to be running, so it should be a really good season once we can get going. I think our car counts are going to be great.
Yeah, this whole time we haven't been spending money on racing, so maybe people even feel like I've got the money to do a solid half season.
Yeah, but don't you think Dirt Dude, that people better get their cars ready because you just never know when the gates are opening? I'm saying that for a reason.
Now's the time. I mean, I know a lot of people are ready and ready to go, but then there's a few more people that are like, wait till we start racing, I'll be ready. I'm like, no, you can't put your car together overnight. You should be already being having it done. So when practice starts, you can go practice.
Right.
Put your car together, go practice.
I heard it from my crew chief at least three times yesterday.
Yeah.
You better make sure you're ready.
She's sitting right across from me is the reason I brought that up.
Yeah. He's looking at me when he said it, because minimum three times yesterday. Yeah. You better make sure it's ready, because it's going to come sooner than you think.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Well, how much do you really have to do?
No, I'm race ready. It was just things.
Is your car race ready, Brittany?
My car is race ready. It is even clean. It is race ready. It's just there were some upgrades that I was interested in.
Oh, did you ever reach out to the power steering guy?
I looked into it, certainly. And I've even kind of decided which one. But like fuel lines, I wanted to replace my fuel lines. They're 2 years old. But, I mean, it's ready. My whole car is ready to go. It's just I didn't do the upgrades yet. I mean, I even did a compression test 2 weeks ago, and the numbers look great.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Did you do a wet and dry or just dry?
Dry.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because if
have
they do it dry, they're good.
Gears around for your different tracks, Brittany?
Pardon?
Have you been changing gears around for different tracks?
I had to for Cocoa Paw.
Or are you pretty much the same gear?
Cocoa Paw, because it's big, and up at Quincy, they were both big tracks, so I had to run different
gear. Did you do the gear change?
Half or up half a mile?
What was the distance of them? A half mile, if that's what you were asking?
Yeah, it's Cocoa Paw and like everything else. Like Paris is a half mile on the outside, and they run the quarter on the inside.
Oh, yeah. I don't have a quick change, so it took a little bit, my dad and I. Yeah. Actually, the Browns were nice enough to change my gears as well, because I showed up with the wrong gears to Mojave. We were kind of guessing on the way there, and then a bunch of us were talking, and they're like, yeah, I think you put the wrong gear in. So I think we swapped it out three times. Mm-hmm. Last
Those
season.
Car owners took you underneath their wing, and man, they've helped you a lot.
Oh, blessed. You're such a strong corner.
Right. Well, it's the bacon sandwiches. You keep bringing bacon sandwiches.
That and root beer floats.
Root beer floats.
Oh, I travel, especially now because of Cruise America. I have a freezer, and I busted out root beer floats one time, too. And I've got, I come around with the Otter Pops. Dirt Dude knows. I have Otter Pops. And
it's the cookies that I don't get.
That's just because they're all gone by the time I get there. I always make sure for Fire Crew I have a small bunch at least left. I have to walk away from the pits and head straight to the Fire Crew to make sure they get some. But it's all started because my first year, so many people were giving me such good advice, and I felt like I couldn't give anything in return. That's how that all started. I'm like, I need to give something. Well, I can make cookies, so I'm like, I just called them crew cookies, and that's just kind of where that all started.
That is so cute.
I have been given so much, and I want to give in
but
return.
But isn't that what Barona is all about? Really? New driver comes in, everybody surrounds that person to make sure they're ready to go.
That's awesome part of it.
Yeah, it's like family.
I think that's what a lot of us are missing.
Of
course we're missing the track and the adrenaline and the competition.
But the camaraderie.
It's bigger than that. And I think even Julie Brown, the moms, the little sisters that come, they're all missing that big aspect of it as well.
Well, it's right around the corner.
It is.
So get your car ready.
I just got goosebumps.
I know. Look, she's all bumpy.
It's right around the corner.
All right.
Come on, Verona, we can do this.
All right, buddy. Hey, always great having you call in. Thank you very much. And go practice standing in front of the mirror.
He doesn't do that,
I know,
Dave.
But I like bugging him about it.
You guys have a great day. And, as soon as I hear something, we'll let you know.
Thanks. You're the man, buddy. And we got to get ready for KUSI.
Definitely.
All right, buddy. Take care, folks. That's Barona Speedway. Go to baronaspeedway.com. baronaspeedway.com. Right, folks, you're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. This segment is brought to you by the good folks at Paris Auto Speedway. Tell you what, they had practice last night. We got Scott Delosia on the line. So were you there, Hot Rod?
No. It's very limited to the amount of people who can come out. Initially it was practice actually started last week.
Oh,
and the first days, it was limited to 10 people total there, 4 cars and 10 people.
Oh, I got you.
So that meant if there were 4 cars, it was 2 people per car plus 2 people from the racetrack had to be there. That has been expanded as of earlier this week. Now it's no limit on cars. It's up to 25 people in the pit area at one time.
Okay.
So, no, it wasn't there. The track's pretty much booked night and day, Saturdays and Sundays right now.
That's awesome.
So how are they going to know? How are they going to know which way to go without you being there?
Well, it just me not being there helps get rid of the chaos.
It helps.
Come on, you got to be able to tell them which way to go, or they're going to just be banging into each other.
No. Stay here and kick back till it's time to go racing. There's enough work to do. In fact, right now, but first of all, I want to tell everybody from Parasol Speedway, all the mothers out there, hopefully you guys
Absolutely.
Are having a great Mother's Day, despite what we're all going through right now. And we're starting something tomorrow. We've been trying to keep the fans engaged throughout this whole ordeal, just to keep their interest up. And starting tomorrow, we got a poll going on Facebook that's going to go for like 14 days, 2 days at a time, for the fans' choice of the best sprint car driver ever to race at Paris Auto mm-hmm. Speedway.
Oh.
And we found the top eight winners of the guys with most wins, the top eight drivers. We're going to pair them off, and we're going to have polls every 2 days. We'll eliminate a driver, and we'll come down with a final guy in the end. So anybody who wants to check that out, it starts tomorrow morning.
So, and all they have to do is go to Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook, Paris Auto Speedway on Facebook. The poll will be up near the top of our page.
All
and
right.
It's going to start off with Corey Kruseman and Ricky Gaunt for the first pair.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough choice.
Probably.
Yeah, you think?
I'm not going to say, but.
Oh!
He can't. He's the announcer. He has to be neutral, right?
Yes.
All
of
right.
course.
Absolutely.
We ain't talking politics here. We're talking racing.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. There is something to be said by that. And by the way, Brittany, don't ask him about iRacing.
Oh, gosh. Now I'm curious.
Please.
He will tear your head off where he's at.
Please.
See? Please.
I'm still not clear on where he is.
He don't like it. He's not an iRacing fan. Don't even get it.
I can respect that opinion.
I can, too.
I can.
You want to talk hockey? Now that's...
Oh, that's so, right. Yeah. You've mentioned that before.
Oh,
he
yeah.
does like hockey.
Have you been enjoying all the vintage hockey games they've been putting on TV?
Yeah, somewhat. You know, I've been so busy. I mean, actually, as busy as I normally am. So I've just been concentrating on doing a lot of work. And I just haven't had the TV on as much, actually.
Wow. That's good. That's good. You're keeping yourself.
It's good when it's on there.
Well, you got puppies, too. So let's
yeah, we
real.
Got dogs around all over the house. watched the fights yesterday. Threw the dogs jumping on top of me, laying on the floor. But it was fun. I watched the fights on TV, not the dogs fights.
Yeah, I gotcha. So with the practice out of Paris, I'm sure it was. I bet that was probably as good as racing. Of course, you weren't there, but.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of guys are chomping at the bits to get out there, so that's one of the reasons it's being booked pretty heavy. You know, guys, they can't race right now, but they want to get out. Right. And
it's still
they
fun.
Want to get the feel, run their stuff. It's like, you know, when I played hockey, if it was the off season. I still like to get on the ice and
sure.
go to practice. As much as I hated that,
yeah.
during the off season, it was fun to go do it. So yeah, a lot of people are waiting for it. County of Riverside. The county commissioners on Friday made a recommendation that face wear be optional and social distancing could be pushed aside.
Oh.
So we're getting a little bit closer. I don't know when. We have not canceled any races starting in June yet. Having said that, that can change any moment.
Sure.
Don't jinx it.
So let me ask you this. How do you guys decide who gets to come out and practice and who doesn't?
Guy who calls up and has the money in hand is, you know.
Okay.
Bottom line.
Money talks.
The racetrack is always rented.
Right.
I mean, we're not talking just during this. The racetrack has always been available for rent. People call in and they, you know, say, I want to rent the track.
Boom.
And they can rent the track for themselves, or they can rent the track with another group of drivers. That's what most of them do,
mm-hmm.
is they'll come with a group of drivers
right.
and they split the cost that way.
Yeah.
You know, it saves, it's a big money-saving cost if you split it.
Sure.
It's a great time to try out something new, suspension, or, hey, I'm going to put the Panhard here and just see how it
See what it does.
And, yeah.
Without the pressure of having to actually... you know, run a race.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I totally
Take
get it.
Take notes on it.
Yeah.
I mean, school teacher says that. I take notes.
You know, and hopefully with things opening up a bit, like say it's up to 25 people now. For a while there, the entire fairgrounds was shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And when you limit it to 10 people at first, well, basically you eliminate the possibility of TV shows or commercials.
Sure.
Or, you know, we've had videos, people come out and shot videos there. Mm-hmm. You couldn't even do that.
Right.
Wow.
You know, so now, you know, that's all open possibility again for people to be able to come out and do that as well. And hopefully followed not too far away with racing.
I appreciate your optimism.
Yeah, I do
really
too.
I really appreciate your optimism on that.
Well, my wallet's getting emptier. I've got to be optimistic. Okay. Something's going to change here.
Isn't that the truth? So if somebody wants to rent the track, just what, go parisautospeedway.com and there's a link?
Yeah, or you can actually go on Facebook or Paris Auto Speedway. You can call the racetrack, okay. Email Don.
Well, Don's always
get
there.
Right back to you.
Yeah, Don's always there.
Yeah, he's always around doing something. So, you know, they get back, especially now. I mean, you know, you look at racetracks right now and you see not only are people not coming through the gates, sponsors yeah. right now are they're holding on to their dollars till they see what's going to happen.
Sure.
So, you know, with your track sponsors, you know, a lot of that's they're in a spot as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, their bottom line's being affected. So they've kind of got to hold out as well, too, to see what's going to happen, be politically correct, won't say anything bad.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you, brother. Well, like I said, and it's still a week by week, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I talked to Don yesterday and asked him about what do you want me to do with the schedules online? Should I start pulling off races in June? We talked earlier in the week and he was hoping for mid to late June.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing set in concrete.
Right.
And I asked him yesterday and he goes, well, don't pull anything off at all yet.
Yeah.
They have such big stands, too.
Well, what are the what? I mean, I haven't followed because I don't follow, you know, the illness in different towns. But what is it like in Paris? As far as how many people have corona, you know, how many unfortunate deaths do they have in corona? I mean, do you know any of that at all?
I don't really know that. I follow Riverside County somewhat.
Sure.
I don't think there's been that much in the city of Paris at all.
Right.
I mean, it's not the world's biggest city. There is testing. You know, free testing at the fairgrounds.
Right.
But I have not heard that there's that much in Paris. But then again, I haven't heard that much about any particular city in Riverside County. So,
well, and that's my point.
You just see the total county statistic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, and hopefully, like I say, we get back as soon as we can. When we talked yesterday, I asked Don, you know, he's maintained all along that we are going to, every race that's been canceled, or excuse me, every race has been postponed. It has not been canceled.
Right.
And as of right now, and I asked him yesterday, I go, does this still hold forward that everything that's been postponed is going to be made up? And he said, yeah.
Yeah.
He said he's got four or five schedule scenarios worked out that could take us right through mid to the week before Christmas to try to get everybody's stuff in.
Yeah. And as long as the weather holds, I mean, I think we got enough rain this year that you shouldn't see rain again until next year.
I'm sure we're not going to see any rain. I was telling a friend of mine in Wisconsin today, owns a USAC National Sprint car. He said it was snowing there today.
What?
I'm going, we probably won't see any rain here again in this area, up the Paris area, probably till mid-September to early October.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, September, October. Yeah, well, that's just, and I like I was telling Brittany off air that, you know, everybody's got, they're so pent up that once the gates are open, I think you guys are going to be packed. I'm serious.
Well, yeah, you know, and hopefully we'll be able to be packed. You know, that's an unknown right now. There have been races. There was a race last night up in Marysville, California.
Oh.
Well, I think they limited it to like 400 or 500.
Oh, wow.
Really?
So, you know, and that's, you know, people are, well, you ain't going to be able to race in California. Well, Marysville's in California.
Yeah.
They raced last night.
It was the last time
so
I looked.
There is racing going on in the state. Right now, it's still, you got to, you know, play the games to be safe, which I totally understand that. I mean, nobody wants to get sick. Nobody wants to be around for somebody else to get sick.
No, absolutely.
You know, so we're going to have to deal with that for a while. I think we're getting a lot closer. I hope we're getting a lot closer. Like I say, we've got to deal with politicians, as you see on the TV every day,
oh, yeah.
who outgrown their helmet size, obviously, through all this going on. Not to mention any governor in particular.
Oh, we won't even bring him up.
You know, but these people have to realize this economy ain't going to work.
No.
If they keep limiting it, and racetracks are a part of that.
Well, if we took away their salary, we'd be opening up way quicker.
Well, they're convicts. They just go out and rob banks or something.
Well, no, he's right. No, he's absolutely.
They're criminals.
But we won't go political. Hey, let me ask you: are you going to do temperatures? You going to do temperature testing? Or you guys talked about that?
You know, when I talked to him yesterday, one of our sponsors, our track sponsors, an equipment rental company, had some deal that you would walk through and would do like a sanitization on you. I hope I said that right.
Yeah.
And actually take your temperature as well. So it would only cost $34,000. So, but they can be rented. So we're going to do whatever we're told we have to do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, you can go sideball around the side and try to step around it and be a rear end wipe and try to get away with things, but in the end you're going to get caught.
No, you don't want to do that. You want to do it right.
And bottom line, you make a you know what of yourself when you get caught doing something stupid.
I would just get the fire department to pull up with a pumper truck, and then anybody walks through the door, you hit him with the hose.
Great, Dave.
Well, you know, give him a bar of soap, and I'll take a bath.
There you go. You're the best. All right, buddy. Hey, get back to whatever you're doing, and don't tell me you've been working that hard. I think you've been relaxed.
We've been working today, but once again, all moms, hope you guys have a great Mother's Day. We wouldn't be here without you.
You got that right. All right, brother. You take care and say hi to Don. We love him to death.
Thank you. Will do.
All right. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. Folks, hey, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. The segment brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee. Go to CertifiedCarCare.net. They'll work on your everyday driver, and if you have a race car, they'll do that as well. And they don't care, sand, dirt, or asphalt. They do it all. CertifiedCarCare.net. Check them out. Tell them you heard it right here on KCBQ. AM 1170, The Answer. All right, well, Brittany Sandoval has been coming in periodically. Thank you very much for doing it.
My pleasure.
That's because the race season is not going on. Let's see how well she does when the race season starts.
Yeah.
But, you know, she is a school teacher by trade and a racer by night.
Yes.
And loves it.
I do.
What got you into racing?
Ooh, how do I make this short? Well, I'll say I love a challenge. So if anybody offers me a challenge, I will consider it. Right. I don't go in recklessly.
Right.
The shortest story. Teacher, custodians come in every day, take care of the room.
Right.
Little did I know that the custodian in room 108 was a retired race car driver.
So and he said, hey.
Well, it was 2 years. It was like in the middle of a 2-year interview I didn't know I was having. I was in the middle of. We would just swap stories about going stupid fast. So he'd tell me about race car stories, and I'd tell him about motorcycles and horseback and mountain biking, all the stuff I used to do. And then he told me about Barona. He said, you know, come on out. I got some cars. I got some drivers. And so I drug my family out there a couple times this season. And every time I'd go to the top of the stands and I'd say, hi, Richard, I'm Miss Sandoval from Lewis. I'm not sure if you remember me. And he introduced me to his friends. And so that happened maybe 5 or 6 times. And then I didn't see him for a while. I'm not kidding you. End of the school day. I'm locking things up. And Richard Massa comes shuffling into my school classroom with a picture of a dwarf car.
Uh-oh.
And he goes, Miss Sandoval, I want you to race my car.
Look, goosebumps.
I'm like, okay, in my head, I'm like, take your time.
Yeah.
Be cool.
Don't be excited.
So I was like, I'll take my time. And within 2 seconds, I'm like, of course I will. But you know, I've never raced a car before, right? And he's like, I know, but I've been getting to know you these last 2 years.
Wow.
And every time I was walking up to say hi to him, his friends were kind of, I didn't know. I was in the middle of an interview. So then I drug my family out again to watch the dwarf cars race. That's a unique division. They're sketchy and they're open wheeled and they're going wicked fast. For a long time, I'd say even now, there are at least 20 of us in a main event, so there's little room for error and recovery. Yeah. So I remember Steve saying, at the time, the Pinto was up for sale, and he goes, if I buy you that, will you race that instead? And I go, oh, no, I'm way too invested. I was invested by then. So we took a half a season to get his car up and running again, and then to fit me. I'm 5'3 on a good day.
Right.
In fact, so I got a smaller seat in, and I got my straps in, and got learning how to put the 5-point restraint on. And I'm buckled in, and we're like, fire her up. I couldn't reach.
You couldn't reach the ignition.
I couldn't reach the ignition. I'm like, what? So it was just like little things like
that.
So
the only one, you're the only one with a 3-foot ignition switch?
In that car, a friend of mine who's an engineer, he's like, give me a couple minutes. And he brought it closer to me.
That's so cute.
And so that was the first half of the season, was just getting that car going. And then the second half of the season, I just went to practice.
Okay. You just went to practice. You didn't actually race.
No. I went to practice, every other week.
You'd go out and just practice?
Yes. And
by yourself?
During practice at Barona, you can only have one car at a time.
Right.
Yes.
So you were out there just kicking the dirt up and seeing if you could slide.
I had never raced a car before, and I started in a dwarf at age 42. Funny. So, and so then people are sniffing around like, who's this new driver?
Yeah.
Who's this? Oh, okay, it's a girl. Oh, that's an older girl. Okay. So they kind of checked me out at a distance, but I kept coming back, I'll crash into a wall. I'll spin out. I'll keep coming back. So I remember Catfish, he says, so when are you going to start racing? And I said, when I can hold a line. And he's like, I can respect that.
Yeah.
So then fast forward to the next season, first day, my plan was I'm going to do hot laps because that'll be the first time I'm out there with other cars.
And then I'll call it a day. Right.
Well, that was my plan, not my crew chief's plan. He's all, excuse me, we came all the way out here for hot laps?
No.
So then I did a heat race, and then I was like, okay, that's enough. And I think it was Dirt Dude. Dirt Dude came up and he goes, you qualified for the A main. And so the rest is history. I started racing that
first
day.
So do you remember that first race? Do you still remember it?
I do. I remember there was so much carnage. We started with 20 drivers, and I ended up ninth because I survived.
No kidding.
Yeah. I didn't pass anybody. I just survived.
Wow. And that's not knowing a thing about what you were doing.
I knew nothing. But, I've just followed. My mom and dad are the same way, and we just look forward and go.
I know. Isn't that so?
Not recklessly. I study.
No, I practice.
I ask questions. And then that family, I started to get to know the dirt track family. And so over that whole season when I raced Richard's dwarf car, at the end, I remember Mikey Hall leaning in and saying, is this your last race? Is this a bucket list? Or are we going to see you next season? Because if we're going to see you, we'll help you find a car. So then,
goosebumps again.
Yeah. So then I lucked into a B&B. It's a great chassis. People who don't know, I say it's kind of like the Mercedes of.
Really?
The Triple E was great, but it was a 19-year-old race car that I started in.
Wow.
19 years of racing. So it was beat up.
Oh, it was tired.
Yeah. And so then to go into a B&B.
Which is a brown and what's it?
Oh, yeah. The Bobby Brown and Brent.
Okay.
Yeah. So Julie's son-in-law is the Brent, and her husband and son are the Brown. And that is a very strong family as well. So I'm proud to have a B&B. And then running the Nationals with the B&B, it's just been amazing.
Yeah. How many years you been driving now?
This is my, I my fifth year last year. I wouldn't count this year.
Wow, you can't. Nobody can count this year.
Yeah, and I don't see myself retiring
anytime soon.
No.
Well, because you're having, I mean, everybody needs an outlet.
Yes. I think I said last week, adrenaline is my drug of choice.
Yeah.
It took me many years to figure that out about myself.
Uh-huh.
And we had talked about off air that if money was tight due to COVID, that, I bet racing would be the first to go. And I
and
said,
you should have heard the explicit is coming out of this girl.
People don't want to be around me if I'm not involved in racing.
No, I can attest to that. I'll never stick my head in your race car again.
Here we go again.
Tore my head clean off at the neck.
Oh, geez.
But that's what you want to do.
It is.
You have to be, if you're going to do this, you got to be serious about it.
Oh, yeah. Everybody benefits if you focus.
Yeah, because you've got so many people supporting you. And if you go out there and either act like a knucklehead or don't give it 100%, then all their hard work was for naught.
You're wasting their time, their energy, their money. Yeah. And someone could get hurt or you know, it's not worth it for me to do anything halfway.
Right.
Well, this is not who I am.
Yeah, I was going to say you're not a halfway girl.
No.
Yeah, it's either all or none.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
That's the tagline. When if any student or parent receives an email from me through school, it says, be your best. Why settle for less?
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. But that's the truth, because you only have one life.
Yeah.
And if you don't give it 110%, you just wasted a perfectly good life.
Yeah, I don't even understand.
Well, no, I know. That. I don't either. Hey, we just got the peace sign from Brandon.
Oh.
Yeah, he's giving us a big peace.
2 minutes.
Oh, I get it. Oh, we don't have our headphones on.
Oh.
So I do that so I don't have to hear that nasty music that tells us we're not doing this. So your car's ready.
It is. If there was a race tomorrow.
You're ready.
My car would be ready.
And you're ready.
Oh, I'm
ready. You've been ready.
I'm ready.
Do you do anything? Do you work out? Do you do any exercise?
Yeah, or? You know, back to power steering we were talking about last week. It was the second race of the Nationals last year. I was doing pretty well. And then the last few laps, I didn't know if I could
finish it.
I knew I could finish it, but I actually was afraid to go into the turns as fast as I had been most of the race. I was like, can I hold this anymore?
Yeah.
And it was noticeable. I lost two spots. And I came into the pits and they're like, what happened? I said, it was all me. I'm not kidding you. I drove home Sunday and Monday I joined the gym.
Oh.
I did. And I got a trainer and I told him about it. And I was so disappointed in myself because I wasn't ready. You know, my friend's family got me there and I let us all down.
Well, let me tell you, folks, she has guns now. So she is.
Cute ones.
Look at those. God dang. Look at that girl. I hope nobody makes you mad, boy. You'll take them out. All right, folks. Hey, I hope you've had as much fun as we've had giving you the show. Brittany Sandoval, car 37. When you get out to the Barona Speedway, when it opens up, you got to give her a big thumbs up and holler at her as she comes around the track.
Come by.
Yeah, come by. She'll have cookies and maybe bacon sandwiches. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I don't know how many people we got in for Gun Sports Radio. One. Oh, my goodness. This is FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.